Welcome, friend. I'm Melinda Burnett, and this is How I Read It, where I take a scripture passage and make a few comments, draw a few conclusions, and cultivate my faith journey with some prayerful reflection and action.
April 29, Genesis chapter 18, verses 1 through 5. The Word of the Lord. The Lord appeared to Abraham near the great trees of Mamre while he was sitting at the entrance to his tent in the heat of the day. Abraham looked up and saw three men standing nearby. When he saw them, he hurried from the entrance of his tent to meet them and bowed low to the ground. He said, "If I have found favor in your eyes, my Lord, do not pass your servant by. Let a little water be brought, and then you may all wash your feet and rest under this tree. Let me get you something to eat, so you can be refreshed and then go on your way, now that you have come to your servant." "Very well," they answered, "do as you say." God speaks to people in a variety of ways. I learned He wanted to talk to me in prayer through some surprising experiences. I had prayed for a family with a disabled daughter for over a year, the same prayer every day. One day, I completely changed what I asked for. I had no idea where that thought came from. 2 days later, God did exactly what I had prayed. This type of experience repeated multiple times over the next few months. Each time I was shocked because the thought seemed to come from nowhere. Gradually, it dawned on me the Spirit was inviting me into a give-and-take conversation. The Lord appeared to Abraham from out of nowhere, it seems. Abraham followed the cultural customs in providing hospitality. Not only did the Lord not pass Abraham by, but also spent quality time with him. The Lord engaged in a meaningful conversation around two topics that likely were on Abraham's mind. God desires conversation with His people. What is God inviting you to discuss with Him today? He wants to engage with you in a meaningful way. God, I am grateful you want to spend time and converse with me. Open my heart to hear you clearly. Amen.
Thanks for hanging out with me. This is How I Read It. Music composed and performed by Janet Burleson Wiseman.